Last time we began discussing the differences between a tikkun for a mavoi and a tikkun for a chatzer. What emerges from the Mishnayos and the Gemaras, and what we find in Siman Shin Samach Gimel Shulchan Aruch, is that if you have a mavoi that is nifrat bimilua, a mavoi that's enclosed on three sides and open on the fourth side, so min ha-Torah, that's a Rishus HaYachid, midirabanan, you require a tikkun on the fourth side, but for that tikkun, we suffice with either a lefi or a korah. As opposed to a chatzer, if a chatzer is nifrat bimilua on the fourth side, you have a chatzer that's enclosed on three sides and open on the fourth side, then a lechi or korah doesn't cut it. You need a pas dalid, you need a board that's four amos wide on one side, or you need a pasim, which are essentially lechayayim, on either side. I'm sorry, pas dalid tvachim, I think I said amos. Okay. So that's the difference between the tikkun for a mavoi and the tikkun for a chatzer. We attempted unsuccessfully to understand the difference between the tikkun for a mavoi and tikkun for a chatzer. Why is it that a chatzer requires seemingly a more stringent tikkun as opposed to a mavoi, whereas in other areas of halacha we see that a mavoi is more chamor than a chatzer. So we quoted the Rashba that the Beis Yosef quotes, and Mishnah Berurah alludes to in a couple places, and we began explaining it and then stopped short, realizing that we didn't understand it. So let's explore that again, although I begin with the caveat that I think I still don't understand it. The Rashba is in Chelek Hay Siman Reish Gimel of the Tshuvas HaRashba. It's quoted both in the Beis Yosef on Se'if Kavav, as well as the Kasef Mishnah, same author, in Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Zayin of Hilchos Shabbos. So it's Tshuvas HaRashba, Chelek Hay Siman Reish Gimel. Let's just read it together. If you have it on your screens, you can pull it up. Chelek Hay Siman Reish Gimel. Masha Sha'alta, Lama Amru Bimavoi, Dibibatim, the Chatzeros, the Sukhos, the Socha, Shinita, Relachi Bikara. Why is it that when it comes to a Mavoi, the Heter is Lachi Bikara? Ukisha'ain Batim, the Chatzeros, the Sukhos, the Socha, the Chain Chatzer, Sha'ain Itarim, Belachi Bikara, El Rapas Dalin. As opposed to a Chatzer, or for that matter, a Mavoi that doesn't meet the requirements of a Mavoi whose din is like a Chatzer. So there, you need a Pas Dalin. To Adarab, if Chamistabi, you would have thought the opposite. Called the Afshi Diurin Vaya Karitfe. You would have thought that any area that has a larger population, a Mavi has a larger population than a Chatzer, because the Chatzer only services the houses that open to the Chatzer, as opposed to a Mavi that services multiple Chatzeros that themselves have multiple Batim open into them. So you would have thought that an area that has, that services a larger population requires a more rigorous Tikkun, whereas the Din tells us the opposite, that a Chatzer which has a smaller population requires the stronger Tikkun. Is it very hot in here?
A little bit.
Yeah, my office is always hot, but I thought it's actually right above. Okay. Anyway, good. I thought it was only that floor. So that's his question. And then he says, Mistabra, Koshu Asa Yosir Lidira Uli Tashmisha Yasnea. So anything that is used more for residential purposes and for tznius functions, the lachol bem, to eat in them. Sarach Yosir Milchitzas Gemurah. That requires stronger Milchitzas. Ulefikach, Hachatzeros Shel Bali Batim, Shadakim, Lashamish Behan Yosir B'tashmish Etzneya. So the Chatzeros of the houses that are used for more Tzanua functions, Velechol Behem, and for eating, Tzrichos HaMilchitzas Yosir Gemurah, those require stronger Milchitzas. Okay. So, I think it is clear that the Rashba's distinction between Chatzer and Mavoi on the basis of the Tashmish is not a function of the reason for the need for a Tikkun and Mavoi as opposed to Chatzer. As we explained last time, when it comes to Mavoi, it's clear that the reason, at least clear in Rishonim, that the reason for the requirement of a Tikkun is that you not come to confuse a Mavoi with a Rishus HaRabim, that maybe if we allowed you to carry in a Mavoi, which somewhat resembles a Rishus HaRabim in its openness, you may have come to carry in a Rishus HaRabim as well. And we discuss whether that is necessarily the same concern that you have by a Chatzer or not. But either way, the distinction between Tznius doesn't seem to reflect a concern of confusing the area with a Rishus HaRabim. If that was a concern, so the fact that a Chatzer is a more Tzanua area doesn't explain why you require a stronger tikkun hachatzar over a mavon. That being the case, I still don't understand what the distinction then is based on, why the tznius component is what's critical in defining what kind of tikkun you need.
Maybe it's kind of like when you make a derabanan, you kind of match it off with deraisa and
okay, deraisa, yeah.
Yeah, so since a chaser matches a bayit
right
more than a mavoi, it needs walls that are similar to a bayit, meaning stronger mechitza. Just like a house has walls.
But a house has walls because that's how you build the house, not because there's a din that you need walls.
Right, but it still has to be similar to it. This is obviously a weird way of using that the Shemkein Dereisa,
but on a Dereisa level, Mav is also Rishas Yafir. In the Torah, you need three walls for Rishas Yafir. So in your Mav, and your Chaser, and your Bais, you have your three walls in the Torah. Right?
Do we ever see that example happening? That, and what's the similar halakhically, the similar just by looking at it? Meaning,
what do you mean?
Meaning, a bias has walls in general, and a chaser is still more similar to that. So we're
right.
Going to say it needs a stronger, a more bias-like mechitza. A mava is less similar, so we're going to say it does not need as strong as mechitza.
Not sure. The emphasis isn't on the appearance, the emphasis is on the usage. That could be the usage as a function of the appearance. Okay, I'm not sure. Yeah?
You're exposing yourself. The exposure is greater from private to public as opposed to going from your closet to your loved one.
So that Aruch HaShulchan,
you're psychologically exposing it to more public.
Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan there is clear that he's saying something different than the Rashba. The Aruch HaShulchan, of course, begins by quoting the Rashba, and he says, "Oh, there's something else."
Yeah,
I went
to the Aruch HaShulchan.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you explain what the problem with the Rashba's shot is? Like, what's not being understood?
I don't understand what the distinction of Sneas. I don't understand why the distinction is, or have the distinction of Tznius or Tashmish Tzanu explains why you need a stronger tikkun for a chaser than a mavi. He says you need a stronger tikkun for a chaser because the Tashmish is worse than it. So what?
So it could be because of the Havdel, meaning we're trying to make it, meaning that the Rabbana said that this is not enough. Three walls is not enough. And
why is it not enough?
For whatever reason.
Well, I think part of understanding the Rashba is, assume that you have to understand the reason for that also. Presumably they're related.
Okay, I guess so. Maybe that's where the link could be missing. But
sure, no, I can say the Rashba's words in a vacuum, but you have to understand, I think, somehow in the context of what is the need for the tikkun in general. What's the chisara that you have by a mavoi or a chatzar that's open on the fourth side, and what does the tikkun accomplish in compensating for that chisara? And then you have to discuss the relative.
In a vacuum, though, the Rashba doesn't make sense in that the Chatzer has already three walls. You need to do more.
Right.
You put in a lechi is not really much because it's already so enclosed.
Therefore?
You need to do a lot more to really enclose this thing.
Well, why do you need to close it?
For whatever reason, you need to close it.
I think you have to be able to explain to appreciate it. Okay, so you can think about it more for next time and get back to me. Okay. As the Rashba alluded to, as we find here in Sifka Vav and Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Samach Gimel, the definition of a mavoi means that you have batim chaseros pesuchim l'socha. So a halachic mavoi requires a minimum of two chaseros that open into the mavoi, and a minimum of two houses that open into the two chaseros. But if you have a mavoi that is lacking that detail, you have, let's say, a mavoi that only opens into one chatzer, or a mavoi that opens into two chatzeres, and each chatzer only has one bias, so that is not a lafik mavoi, and that defaults to a chatzer. And the Mishabrua here in Sifkat and Kuf Beis, again, along the lines of the same Rashba, says that the reason that a the reason that this is an important definition or necessary for Mavoi is a function of the tznius. Again, if you have less than a population of two batim and two chaseros opening into the Mavoi, so that Mavoi is going to be used in a more tsanua fashion than a generic Mavoi, and therefore defaults to a chaser. The Shulchan Aruch here just says that one of the criterion of a Mavoi is that it has batim the chaseros pesuchim l'socha, that you have a minimum of two courtyards that open into the Mavoi, and each courtyard has a minimum of two houses that open into the chaser. But anything short of that defaults to a chaser and would require the tikkun that a chaser would require. Rabbi Bloy in the Nesivas HaShabbos, Perakafa Ara Aleph, just poses the following question. He says, so it is clear that any open area that doesn't have batim v'chatzeres psuchim l'socha has a din of a chatzer. So when it comes to a tikkun b'ruach revius, the only two halacha categories we have are mavoi and chatzer. And if something's not a mavoi, so it defaults to a chatzer. So that's true by a mavoi that doesn't have batim v'chatzeres psuchim l'socha. It would also be true by, let's say, a karpe for some other open area that requires a tikkun. So if you have a carpet that is enclosed on three sides and is nifrat beruach revius, then that would require the same kind of tikkun as a chatzer. He just raises a question that if the necessity for the pastalid, the necessity for the higher level tikkun by a chatzer is a function of the tashmish sanua, then that shouldn't explain why you would need the same tikkun for a carpet for the like. There you don't have the same level of tashmish tsanua as you would in a chaser. So he leaves that with the sarachiyun, but presumably the answer is, as the Rashba kind of alludes to himself, that there's a certain loplug. We have these halakhic definitions. The reason that we define a chaser as such is because, in general, in the normal situation, a chaser is used for tashmish tsanua, but even if you have a chaser that happens to be not used for such purposes, it still has the halacha of a chatzer because of whatever general type of low plug. So presumably that would be the yeshiv. Yeah?
This might be an odd question that's a little bit obvious. Is the bias the same thing as a chatzer? Meaning if you have a bias...
Yeah, so bias would be the same thing.
Okay.
So if you have a bias that has
three complete walls
and is open on the fourth side, that's what we call Pirsa Kari Laganov. It's not so safe, but that presumably would require the same tikkun as a chaser. Okay.
Even on the roof?
If you have Pitebra, so then you have to figure out whether you have the dimensions that you could evoke Pitebra. Okay. But in theory, if you have a house that's open on the fourth side without Pitebra, without the possibility of any natural milchitza, so then it would have the same din as a chaser. Good question. Okay. Now, there's an important Ramah here, which is really the reason that we started with this whole discussion, because a lot of this is not always Salamaisa, for the following reason. The Ramah writes here in the end of Sif Kavav, the Eish Omer, Dinoagin ha'idna l'sakein kol ha'mevoos b'tzuras ha'pesach. So our practice now is to create a tikkun of a tzuras ha'pesach for every mavoi, even though a mavoi in principle is nitar b'lechi akora. Nevertheless, the minig is to be misakein a mavoi with a tzuras ha'pesach. D'chol ha'mevoos shalanu Yesh lahem din chatzeras, because all of our mevoos have a din of a chatzer. We'll explain why in a second. See what I said? 1 second. Okay. So all of our mevoos have a din of a chatzer. So what should you require? Require pasalik. So the fact that all of our mevoos have a din of a chatzer, why is that mechayev to a pesach? So that we'll see is because there are situations even of a chatzer where a Surah HaPesach is necessary. Let's say you have a chatzir that is nifrat on both sides, as we discussed last time, so then you may require a Surah HaPesach, a chatzir that's mefulash on both sides. Or you could have a Pesach, a Pirza Yeser, Me Yeser, which requires a Surah HaPesach. So, since we treat all our mevavos as chatziros, and even in a chatzir, there are situations where you need a Surah HaPesach, so the minhag is to always be machmir to require it to as a Pesach. The minhag ha-pasha b'medinos elu l'sakenan ayidei chevel ha-kasher l'rachbo shel mavoi. And our practice is to use it to as a Pesach by using a rope that extends over either side of the mavoi. The din chevel zeh eino kora, it's not a kora, shrei ein rachbo tefach, v'lo mahani el mishu to as a Pesach. Okay, so the minhag is that in a mavoi, your misake not ayidei lechi the korah, not ayidei pas dalid, but only ayidei surat ha-pesach. Sammy.
In a chatzar, you can only be misake with the
surat ha-pesach? So that we'll have to discuss. So far, that the Ramah doesn't tell you. So far, the Ramah tells you that the minhag is to be misake in every mavoi with the surat ha-pesach, because every mavi has a din of a chatzar, and just like in a chatzar, sometimes you require Surah HaPesach, so we require Surah HaPesach by every mavi as well.
Because sometimes we require the chatzar, so every time we require it, you know.
That's what it says here. Okay, every other detail permutation we'll discuss. Well, I can't say we'll discuss every detail, but we'll try to discuss the major ones. Avi.
Might not be a major one then, but it's sort of out of the box. Are we worried sometimes about sort of like being so machmir that we forget the Iker Hadin? We're almost like saying, like, we don't care anymore, you can stop learning about Chatzar versus Mavoi, because we're just going to call everything a Chatzar and be machmir.
Well, that's going to be the question. Do we, a Chatzar also has Kulas? So are we only treating a Mavoi like a Chatzar L'Chomer or even L'Kula?
Okay.
We'll have to discuss that. Okay? Well, hopefully we'll get to all this soon. Fine. Now what is, before we discuss the details, before we discuss how this works, what is the reason for this minhag of the Ramah that we treat every mavoi as a chatzar? So in the parentheses here, it says Trumas Hadeshen Simen Ayin Dalet. What does the Trumas Hadeshen write in Simen Ayin Dalet? I'm not sure. I can read you the words, but I'm still. This is the second point of confusion of the day, and we're only 20 minutes in. Trumas Hadeshen writes the following. If it's any solace. I spoke to Rabbi Daniel Stein earlier today and asked him if he had any further clarity on these two points, and he did not. So, I welcome your input. Jewish tradition writes the following: Nitchakti Kitzas Siman Ayin Dalet. Nitchakti Kitzas. I didn't put this on the Mar Makomos because I didn't really understand it myself. So I felt bad having you look at it. It's a very brief. It's not so long, Ayin Dalet. I think it's somewhere in the middle there. I think just one long paragraph. Nitchati kitzas kidei liyashev haminag v'rov mekamos. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, so he's already referencing a minag that predated him, so this goes back quite a while, and is already such a minag that he didn't understand the reason. So clearly it predated the Shulchan Aruch. So nitchati kitzas kidei liyashev haminag v'rov mekamos. So this is a widespread minhag in his time and place. She'eino again la'asos hechsher kol ha'mivuar. So the minhag was not to do the traditional types of tikkunim, rak b'tzuras ha'pesach, only to use the tzuras ha'pesach, v'lo b'lechi v'kora, afilu b'falchas mi'aser. So the Jewish tradition references a pre-existing minhag to only be misakin a mavoi with a tzuras ha'pesach and not with a lechi v'kora. The Chaynir and Achan Veroi, he writes that is a proper and appropriate minhag. Why? Kevan derov ayaros ata mukafin choma. So most of our cities are walled. The Yasha Lusof Hukaf. Most of them were settled and then walled. The Imkain, kol ha'ir harehi kechaitse shel rabim she'ena mureves. Then the entire city has a din of a chatzir shel rabim. Because it's all walled, it has a din of a chatzir that requires Erev Chatzeros. And the starting point is that it's lacking an Erev Chatzeros. The imkain, haba l'sakein ha-mevoos shet disocha, therefore, if you're coming to be misakein the mevoos inside, tzarech l'takna kederech shet misaknin u-makshirin, kishaban lach l'chatzer achas l'shlosha v'arba rishuya. Therefore, if you want to be misakein the mevoos in this walled city, you have to be misakein them the way you would be misakein when you have a chatzer that you're trying to divide into sub-chatzeras. So again, because our cities are walled, they have a din of a chatzer she'enu murevus, a chatzer that is lacking an eruv chatzeros, and in order to create a tikkun, you have to pretend that you're coming to divide a chatzer into sub-units to allow tiltal in those units. I don't understand what he means. Luckily, or maybe not, but this is not the reason that's quoted by the Achronim to explain this Rama. The Magen Avraham, here in Sivkat and Kavzayin, does not quote this reason with Truman Sadesh, and he writes something seemingly entirely different. Magen Avraham, Simon, Shin Sama Gimel, Sivkat and Kav Gimel. Shin Sam Gimel Kaf Gimel.
Are we going to come back to that transition?
Only if you have an explanation.
So could we start a little bit more? I'm assuming the point of tension is that we don't understand what he means by cutting a chatzar into parts.
I don't understand what he means by the fact that it's a walled city makes it like a chatzar shein merevus, and therefore you can't be misakein with the lechi v'korah. And I don't understand what he means by dividing into subunits.
Okay.
But I'm not going to spend more time on it for that reason, and if you have an explanation, if I find one, we'll try to touch base next time. So, Magen Avraham writes in Sif Katan Kaf Zayin, he quotes it to Masad Hashem, verbatim, and then he writes, I'm sorry?
Kaf Zayin?
Kaf Zayin. Shin Samach Gimel Kaf Zayin. So, he quotes it to Masad Hashem verbatim, and then he writes that the way the Ramah quotes this din doesn't sound like the Truma Sedeshen. According to the Truma Sedeshen, it's limited to a city where you have walls around it. But if you have an unwalled city, so the meaning of the Truma Sedeshen would not be relevant. And yet, the Ramah citation makes no reference to the fact that the city is walled. It sounds like it's an across-the-board minug to treat our mevoos as a chatzer. So Rabbi writes, the reason is that since we don't have the urban planning of the Zman HaGemara, we don't have Batim Chatzeros Pesuchim into a Mavoi, so we don't have Halachic Mavoos, and everything defaults to a Chatzer.
That's like the Ramah, you think?
He's saying that's Pshat in the Ramah.
Right.
So even though the Ramah ostensibly is getting this from the Truma Sedeshen, which the Ramah references in Darkei Moshe, nevertheless, he thinks that's not the real reason for the Ramah, because if it was, the Ramah's din should be much more restrictive. But rather, it's because we don't have Batim v'chaseros pesuchim v'socha. And that's generally how we assume. Right, that's the Magen Avraham's point. Now, if you look at the Taz here, Taz of Katan Yuches, he writes that according to the Ramah that we treat our mevoos as chatzeros, it should come out that it would be sufficient to have a pas salad. So there's a step missing. Right? We kind of accounted for this when we first presented the Ramah. The step missing is, nowadays we treat our mevavot as a chatzin, so you should have said, and therefore you need a pasdalet. And the Ramah says, no, you need a tzuris of Pesach. So what's that missing step? The Taz says, really, in principle, if we treat our mevavot as a chatzeros, that it would have been sufficient to have a pasdalet, or beis nashahuyan on either side, or two lefis. Elanira, delo nahigi lasas kein, mishum mavay mefula shetzarach da'afi tzuris of Pesach. So it must be that the reason the minhag developed to require dafka tzuris haPesach even in a chatzer is because sometimes you have a chatzer that needs a tzuris haPesach nikar adin. Sometimes you have a chatzer that's mefulash mishnei tzadim, and if it's mefulash mishnei tzadim, you need a tzuris haPesach. So to avoid confusion, to make things simple, the minhag developed to always require a tzuris haPesach under all circumstances, even where meikar adin, a pasdalid, would have been sufficient. That is what the Taz writes in Sif Katan Yud Ches. Now the Magen Avraham seems to say himself in the same Sif Katan Kav Zayin that lahalacha, under certain circumstances, a pasdalid would have been sufficient. If you look in the Shaar Tzion and Sifkat and Ayin Zayin, he quotes Amos Achronim line up like the Taz, that mitzad minog, even in the Mavi Sasum, you need to have a Tzuris HaPesach, Shaar Tzion and Sifkat and Ayin Zayin, and he says that maybe it could even be Mefaresh, the Magen Avraham, that way Bidochek, that maybe the Magen Avraham wasn't really saying Lahalacha, that a pass would be sufficient, but either way, the hachra, as the Mishnah Berurah presents it, seems to be that in a chatzer or a mavi that we treat as a chatzer, you would still require, in a mavi that we treat as a chatzer, you would still require suas pesach, even where a pass dalet should have been sufficient, me'ikir hadin.
How the same, could use a pass
dalet? How's the same, me'ikir hadin, you could have used a pass dalet. But the minhag doesn't reflect that because the minhag developed so as not to confuse a situation where a pass is sufficient with a situation where you need a source of Pesach. So the minhag developed that as a low plug across the board, we always require a source of Pesach. Good? No? Okay. Now, if the ikar reason of the Ramah, as the Magen Avraham presents, is that nowadays you don't have Mivoos ubatim pesuchim lasocha, then what would happen in a situation where you do you don't have batim v'chaser pesuchim lasocha? What would happen in a situation where you do have batim v'chaser pesuchim lasocha? Let's say you have a mavoi where you do have the old style system of multiple houses opening into chaseros and multiple chaseros opening into a mavoi. Theoretically, maybe you could even argue that an apartment building would have, if the hallways in an apartment building have a din of a chatzer, and you have multiple apartment buildings that open up into an alleyway, so maybe that would be batim chatzeros psuchim lasocha. Theoretically, maybe. But let's say you have such a situation, whatever the seer was, where you do have batim chatzeros psuchim lasocha. Could you then be matir that mavi with the lechi okara? So the Chaye Adam in Simon Ayin Aleph Os Gimel, Chaye Adam Simon Ayin Aleph Os Gimel, sounds like he's saying that in Vilna they had such a setup. That in Vilna they had, it was not walled, and they had batim chaseros that opened up into mavi. So he there is dealing with the issue of mavoi akum, that if you have a mavoi that goes like this, so then the din is the second above that you require a tikkun in the corner. That's a din by mavoi, not by a chaser. So he discusses if you treat it like a mavoi, you could have both kumras and kulas, but he seems to laugh at the possibility that if you have batei v'chaser tzuchim l'socha, maybe that really is a halachic mavoi even after the minhag of the Rambam. So Chai Adam entertains that possibility. If you look in the Chazon Ish Simen Sadi Os Kaf Gimel.
The point of the Chai
Adam is that if, nowadays, if you have a city situation where you actually do have mevoos that have batim v'chaser tzuchim l'sofa, so maybe then it goes back to the original din mavoi that you could be matur ayidei lachi v'kara.
And he's saying that even l'kula.
He's saying that even l'kula. It would emerge that's even l'kula, even though his context is l'chumra, but there doesn't seem to be any reason to distinguish. In his presentation, the Chazon Ish in Simen Sadi Os Kaf Gimel writes a different point that nowadays the reason that we don't have a din of a mavoi is because a mavoi requires batim chaseros tzuchim l'socha. The problem is that nowadays we don't have chaseros. What does it mean we don't have chaseros? It used to be that a chatzer was a common area that was shared by multiple houses, at least two houses, and it was used for tashmish etznias. Nowadays, we don't have that kind of a private chatzer that houses open into where you would perform tashmish etznias in that chatzer. So the reason we don't have the din of a mavui isn't because of the mavui per se, it's that a mavui requires chatzeros psuchim l'socha, and we don't have anything that is a din of a chatzer. Okay. Now, Rabbi Willig, in his article on Pirtzos Tikkunim, there's one paragraph that appeared in the original Beis Yitzchak article and was taken out of the reprinted Am Mordechai. I just noticed this yesterday, 2 days ago. I had remembered this from last time I learned Erev, and the Am Mordechai had been published yet, so I had the Beis Yitzchak article, and then I wanted to quote it to you, and I looked back in the Am Mordechai, it's not there. And I went back to the Beis Yitzchak, and it is there. So I'll tell you what he said, and I couldn't catch him earlier today to ask what the reason for the Chazar was. It was intentional, or now, I'll suggest why I thought maybe. So he says, maybe the Chazon Ish is Lishitaso. He's quoting the name of the Chazon Ish when it comes to Neiros Chanukah. This would have been the other Chanukah tie-in when we were discussing Hilchos Erevin and Chanukah. When it comes to Hilchos Chanukah, the Chazon Ish is quoted as saying that in your contemporary apartment building, you can't light, it doesn't make sense to light at the entrance to the hallway, even though you might have said, that is a din of a chatzer, the hallway is a din of a chatzer, because chatzer means that it's something that's miyuad l'tashmish etznias, like the Rashba. And nowadays our apartment building corridors are not in any way miyuchad for tashmish etznias. So if our apartment building hallways don't have a din of a chatzer, so then it doesn't make any sense to light the Chanukah candles at the entrance to the hallway. As opposed to the Brisker Rav, who's quoted as saying otherwise, that you could light Chanukah candles, or should light Chanukah candles, into the hallway. So Rabbi Willis suggested in that excised paragraph that maybe this is Lishitas, the Chazon Ish that writes that we don't have a din of a mavi nowadays, because we don't have batim v'chaseros psuchim l'socha, is a for that very reason, the Chazon Ish was skeptical about lighting Chanukah candles at the entrance to an apartment building hallway. That a chatzer is defined as an area that's miyuchad for tashmish etznias. That's relevant in the mavui definition, and it's relevant in near Chanukah context as well. And I saw that the new English Erevin Sefer makes the same ha'ara, published 20 years after Rabbi Willing's article. I don't know if they saw it, probably not. But they made the same aura. In the republished Am Mordechai, this paragraph is missing. So I thought, maybe the reason it's missing is that the connection isn't necessarily so obvious. It could be when it comes to, the Chazon Ish himself writes, when it comes to his definition of mavoi, when he says that nowadays we don't have real mavois because we don't have real chaseros, he says ultimately that's a technicality, meaning even though in Svara in Svara you could have argued that it doesn't make any more or less sense. So suffice with the Lechi or Korah, if you have a chatzer that is used for Tashmish Shetzniyas as opposed to a chatzer that's not used for Tashmish Shetzniyas, the bottom line, that is the way the Gzeira was articulated in the context of a Mavi. Mavi has to be, definitionally, so that could be local to a mavoi. That's not necessarily transferable to the definition of chatzer b'chala tarakula. The fact that the requirement of chatzer for Erevin is based on tashmishe tzniyas doesn't necessarily mean that's the same definition for other areas of halacha as well. But that was that argument that the Chazanish Rechanakos Lishitasa was what Rabbi Will used to say, that it may be arguable that a dormitory is the hallways in a dormitory may be more Latashmi Shaitsneas than the hallways in an apartment building. So maybe you could even justify lighting Chanukah candles in the area outside of Mus, where people light. At least it used to be before there was a Beis Medrash there that people would walk down there in their pajamas, so to speak, or not fully dressed. So then that may be part of the definition of chatzer if you perform tashmishe tzniyas there, or you'd be comfortable walking around there in your pajamas. Now that there's a Beis Medrash there, I think people may walk around less freely, so may not be as relevant. Okay, so we'll have to figure out why that paragraph was taken out. Yeah?
I go to the base measures when I get out of the bathroom.
Okay.
So. If it's not that all the time, doesn't it?
Okay.
Your bathroom.
Good. Okay, now the Gemara has in Daf Hey and Aleph the following about halfway down. Imar Mishmeder of Ami Ravasi. Im Yesham Pastalid Matir Bipirza. I'm sorry, it's good to lie. Dimar Mavoi Shinifrath Mitsido Klapi Rosho. So you have a Mavoi which has a Pirza, which has an opening on its side, opposite the entrance. Or near the entrance to the Mavli. So you have
back to the drawing board. You have a Mavli over here. And here's a Pesach HaMavli. And then you have a opening, a Pirtza over there. Okay, Pirtza Bitsido, you have an opening on the side clapping near the Pesach HaMavli.
Okay, so Mavi Shinifras Mitsido Klapi Rosho. Klapi Rosho, Rashi writes, some of the Korah Himena Blifnim, near the Korah, near the Pesach HaMavoy. They actually have a picture here in Rashi. Imar Mishmeder of Ami Ravasi, Im Yesham Pastalid. Matir Bepirtzad Eser. So if you have a pastalid at the location of the Pirtza, so then we're okay as long as that Pirtza is less than 10 amos. The imlav, but if you don't have a pastalid, pachos mishlosha matir, shlosha eno matir. If you don't have a pastalid, so then if the Pirtza is less than 3 tefachim, you're okay. If the Pirtza is more than 3 tefachim, you have a problem. Why do you have a problem? So look at Rashi there, Dibra Maskil Matir Bipirza. Skipping a little. Inami Shafki bin a Mavoi Pifka Kama, Vinafku Ba'ili Bahi Pirza. So we're concerned that people are going to not travel through the main entrance that's Nitar Bikara, and they're going to go through the Pirza. Mishim de derech kitzari hila, because it's a shortcut. Okay, because we're concerned that people may use this entrance as a shortcut, it requires some kind of a tikkun. Okay, we'll hold on to that Gemara for a moment. And now we're going to skip to the Vav Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says in Vav Amud Aleph, Gemara here has a machlokas between Rav and Rav Huna about the pirtza in a mavli. Is a pirtza in a mavli a problem only if it's Eser Amos, or is it even a problem the Dalit Tvachim? So just pick up from the middle of that Gemara, about 10 lines from the bottom. Alma, pirtzas mavli mitzido bidalit. That a pirtzas mavli on the side is a problem if it's dalet tvachim. Rav Chanan bar Rava shani hasam dekav baki bar Rabim. So what emerges over here, a michlal, the Rav Huna suffer afagav delo baki bar Rabim. So you have a machlokes Rav and Rav Huna. If you have a pirtza that's lo baki bar Rabim, you have a pirtza on the side of a mavli where people don't travel through it. So machlokes, whether that is a problematic pirtza. But if it is baki barabim, if people do travel through, then Evan agrees that that pirtza stalid is going to be a problem. Where it says, Maishna midir Rav Ami Rav Asi. So how is this different than Rav Ami Rav Asi, who said above that a past stalid will be matier a pirtza bitsido? And here, even a pastala doesn't help. Hasam di'ika gidude, haka de'laka gidude. Difference is that over there, there's no bekias rabbin. People aren't walking through the pirtza because there is something preventing them to walk through. So you have a, as Rashi explains over here, hasam di'ika gidude, shenishtayir minakosel biso gimel odala tfachim, gova. So you have three or four tfachim height, the remnant of a wall that was once there. So people don't walk through it so easily. Okay? So what do we have over here? That if there is a pirtza stalid b'tzad ha-mavoy, then if it's baki but rabim, everyone agrees that pirtza is problematic, that pirtza requires a tikkun. If it's low baki but rabim, that's a machlokes, Rav Huna and Rav. And if it's Ika Gedude, if there are these remnants of the wall that prevent people from walking through, then that also solves the problem. Okay, so we'll explain a little bit later what the nature of this Bekias Rabim is. What is the criterion of Bakiba Rabim over here? But first, let's discuss what kind of Tikkun do you need in a Pilush Bitzad Hamavi. So let's say Evan agrees over here that if I have a Dalit Tefach pirtz over here on the side of the Mavoi, where you do have the Kiyas Rabim, then that is problematic. So what kind of tikkun do I need to do to solve that problem, to allow for tiltal in that Mavoi? Okay, Evan with me? Good. So take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Simen Shimon Samachay. Simen Shin Samachay. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Aleph. Let's just read the Mechaber first. I think I put this on the Marmon Kamas, right? Shin Samachay Beis. Okay. So let's read the Mechaber together. Nifrat. Let's start from Sif Aleph. Mavi Shinifrat Bo Pirtza Mitzido Plapi Rosho. So that's the Gemara in that, hey, Rav Ami, Rav Asi. You have a mavli with a pirtza on the side. In nishar omei berosho pas rachav dalet tvachim mutar. So if you have a pas dalet, that pirtza is fine. V'hu shalotei a pirtza yetzro yud, as long as it's not ten amos. V'mlo nishar pas dalet aser, Elam Kane, Haitza Pirza, Pachos Migimel Tvach. Okay. Now, Sifes. Nifras Mitzido Shelo Klape Rosho. So if you have a Pirza on the side, Shelo Klape Rosho, not proximate to the entrance of the Mavoi, which is the case on Daf Vav. Shi'ura b'yud, afilu lo nishtayim min hakoso b'yisod klum, v'hu de lo baki b'rab. So if lo baki b'rabim, so the pirza only poses a problem if it's 10 amos wide. Rama, aval I baki b'rabim, afilu lo nifras v'akdal v'tvach himself v'tach nasham. But if it is baki b'rabim, then we have a problem with a pirza stawid. Okay, so what do you have to do to this mavoi that is nifrat dalet tvachim b'makom shabaki b'rabim? Look at the mishabrus of katan yir aleph. Sarach l'tach masham haynu sheyematenu midalet tvachim. So either you have to close up the gap such that the gap will remain less than dalet tvachim. Oh, she yasa sham surah pesach, or you have to make it surah pesach. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah here says the only way, short of eliminating the gap, the only way of the misakin this pirtzas dalid b'tzad hamavoy is with a surah pesach. That's the position of the base mayor. There's a Sharet C in this Messiah here. And that's really the position of the Ritva and the Rashba. The Rashba writes, Dibra Maskel Mavoy, Vav Amanal Dibra Maskel Mavoy. Rashba writes that it's insufficient to have a Lechi Okora in this Pirsa Stalid. You need to have a Surah Sapesa. So that's what the Rashba writes, that's what the Ritva writes, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes here from the base mayor. Okay? However, the Be'er Halacha presents a more diverse range of opinions. Take a look at the Be'er Halacha, Tzarech L'tach Nosham. The Rashba and the Ritva both say that a Pirtzas Dalid B'mavoy requires a Tikkun of a Tzuras HaPesach. Okay, so Gvar Davav, the Din in Shim Samach HeBeis, Nifrat Mitzido Shalok Lapi Rosho, where you require a tikkun, if it's baki b'rabim, that tikkun has to be a tzuras pesach. Okay? Look at the Be'er Halacha. Tzarech l'tach nosham. Ayin pri megadim shemitzadei dafilu pasuach l'karmelis yesh lomar demivatel l'pesach. V'tzarech tikkun sham. V'yeyra'ed divitikkun lechi yokor sham sagi akam ashadu. Pri megadim writes, Mishpat Hazav Sivkatan Aleph, that you don't need a Tzuras HaPesach, all you need is a Lechi Okara. V'shulchan Aruch HaRav Kasav, Shedino Kamavi Mefulash, Shetzaruch Tzuras HaPesach Mitzad Echad, V'Lechi Okara Mitzad Hasheni. And then he quotes the Evan Ozer, that as long as you have a Tzuras HaPesach and a Pesach HaMavoy, so then you don't need anything. The whole problem is if there's no Tzuras HaPesach. If you're Matthew, the Pesach HaMavi with the Lechi V'Kora, so then you need a Tikkun and the Pirza. If you're Matthew, the Pesach HaMavi Tzuras HaPesach, you don't need anything. So the base mayor says you need a Tzuras HaPesach. The Priva Gadim says Lechi Okora. And the Evan Ozer says you don't even need a Lechi Okora as long as you have a Tzuras HaPesach V'Rosha. Okay, who has not yet davened Minchot? Okay, so I guess we'll stop here. We'll pick up next time in Hashem with figure out the reason behind these shitos here and Mavi Mefulash, and then we'll have to talk about whether this din of Tikkun appears to some Mavi applies to Chatzer, and whether it applies to our Chatzeros or our Mavos that have a din of a Chatzer, and its relevance to community Erevin as well.